The world famous Phil Henry Show today, this Thursday, the fourth day. Is this? No, this is Friday, the fourth day of October 2019.
World famous Phil Henry Show with Mr. Henry, me, Bud Dickman.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm General Kalen Shaw. This then is Phil Henry, whatever. There he is.
Yeah.
This then is what's ever left of me. Welcome to our show here this Friday, the world famous Phil Henry Show. And we've been going strong, man, since August. I was just going to say, the Phil Henry Show as it is constituted today, because you know, I was a disc jockey.
I was going to say, do you completely ignore or deny those years?
Yeah, what do you think of those years as a disc jockey? Those are my formative years, man. 17 formative years. Those are the years where I figured out what I didn't want to do.
You kidding yourself, Mr. Aaron? You didn't want to be a disc jockey?
No, I didn't want to be that kind of a disc jockey. I thought when I first got into music radio, I wanted to be a disc jockey. The kind of guy that I used to love listening to, guys that would build their own music sets, jazz disc jockeys that I listened to.
Now, who were the jazz disc jockeys were who? Here in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, Chuck Niles and all those guys. Oh, yeah, the guys on, they were on KBC, then they became KGO. Anyway.
All right, you want some water?
I'm fine, bud. Did you guys ask me a question or...
Yeah, no. We just want to know what... You'd always say the Phil Henry Show started in 1990, but you've been on radio since 73.
Yeah, for 17 years, I pretty much was... For 17 years, I was pretty much learning the craft, if you want to call it that. And like I said, I was figuring out what I didn't want to do. And what I didn't want to do was be a disc jockey. I didn't want to be a morning man playing classic rock. I didn't want to do any of that stuff. And fortunately for me, say what you will, I made the jump into... talk radio, and then I made another big leap out of radio into the digital realm. And
now, which has been the most profitable?
That's nobody's business, Margaret.
Well, you can say in general terms, Phil.
Yeah, you know,
I would say for my peace of mind.
Oh,
yeah, for my peace of mind, the digital world has been my favorite.
Hey.
Thank you very much. Bob's and Dugnet's going to be... By the way, Jim Sadler, is he...
Yeah, Sadler's got a real problem. He asked why you didn't have him on earlier,
because we had other programming. Dr. Jim Sadler's... We got to work this out.
Well, he was feeling a bit displaced as a result of what General Shaw did.
All I did was, when I finally inked the deal with you...
I understand you called him up.
What do you mean you understand? You heard it.
Yeah, no, I heard it, but I didn't know how this all...
Yeah, I called him up and I said, I'm coming in.
Couldn't you let the guy do one show?
Oh, look at you, man. I'm at your house on a Saturday night, or whenever the hell it was, a Friday night, getting that stuff taken care of, and you're telling me?
So Sadler got his nose bent out of joint, and as a result of that, he is going to be on the air here with us. We also have Bobson Dugnut. Bobson Dugnut has a new program that this... I called you Margaret.
Yeah, blow your nose.
Margaret, you booked this, right?
Yes, Bobson Dugnut, and I'd like to handle this, if you don't mind.
Well, Miss Gray,
I'll handle it, if you don't mind. Because I've known Bobson for years, and he has a new talk show. And what I mean by that, Phil, is I'd like to kick it off and lead it off, then I'll hand it off to you, and then you re-hand it off to me, all right?
Huh?
What are you giving me that look for?
Margaret, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Miss Gray, you're saying that... Mr. Henry,
wait, I'll do it again. I'll start the interview with Bobson Dugnut. You don't know who we're dealing with, do you?
I've never heard of the man.
Well, Margaret, what are you giving us to look for? I never heard of the guy.
Bobson Dugnut. I'll handle the intro to Bob, to Mr. And by the way, to you two, you, Robert and Bud, don't giggle and go, hoo 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 hoo. Mr. You make any crudity. You know what I mean?
Why would we do that?
Yeah.
The genitals, the Dugnut. I don't know. You may go to the genital.
What do you say then, Margaret?
I just answered your question. So I'll lead it off.
Yeah, and then you'll hand it off to me.
I'll hand it off to you, and then you hand it back, and then we'll go ahead and free-for-all it. Is everyone clear on that?
Well,
is everyone clear on that?
Yes, Miss Gray.
All right. Bobson Dugnut is a long time, very impressive, and I dare say a important newsman in the news business of television. But he's branched out, and Mr. Dugnut is now going to be doing a talk show on television, starting there on Channel 11 in Washington, D.C. And hopefully at some point we'll be syndicated. Mr. Dugnut, a very pleasant good day to you.
Well, hello. I'm very happy to be with you.
Mr. Dugnut, you say this program, by the way, is called Bobson Dugnut Direct to You.
Yes, it's Bobson Dugnut Direct to You, and it's called, if I may...
Go ahead.
It's called that because I believe that there has been an enormous amount of programming on television and radio that is cluttered, you know, with ers, us, and people leading up with, well, here's what I think, and people adding in these phrases that have always made me almost crazy, and I can't describe that much more than that. They just make me... I want to lose my mind when I hear that.
All right, give me... I'm gonna actually give you an example, and don't get angry with me.
That's all right.
So if you were to ask me a question, I'll answer it in what I think is the wrong way.
All right, Ms. Gray, I'd like to know what you think is the most important issue in America today.
Well,
Right there, that drives me, that makes me angry. That makes me very angry.
All right, can I jump in?
What is this?
Phil, I told you...
What is this?
Hold on. I told you, Phil...
What is this?
Hold on, Bobson.
I'm just...
Hold... Put him on hold.
Hey, Mr. Bobson.
Who are you?
All right, do you see what you did?
Hey, wait a minute, Margaret. Do you see what you did? Wait a minute, Margaret. This is still my show. Now, what do we got here? Some kind of a lunatic in a cage?
That guy, if he talks to me that way... Brother, have a care.
Bobson Dugnut gets to the point, Phil.
Well, let me get to the point.
It means don't talk to him and go, I think my opinion is, well, that's a really good question. Just get to the answer. And what made him angry when, Bud, when you jumped in, he wasn't yet prepared. I told him he'll be talking to all of you.
So he knows he's talking to a panel.
Yes. But I told him I would introduce each of you politely, and then he could address you each. Do you understand?
That's fine, Margaret, but I don't want him screaming.
He won't scream. Let me have the phone. And don't put this on the air.
All right.
Bobson, hi. Yeah, Margaret. Don't scream. You're not on the air. Don't scream. Don't scream. Under any circumstances, don't... You can emote, yes. I'll hand off to Phil. He'll hand it back to me. Then I'll hand it back to him. And then it'll become a general. You see? All right. We'll go again. Bobson Dugnut joins me from Washington, D.C. Bobson, the new television show is going to be on what channel?
Yes, thank you, Margaret. The new television show is going to be on Channel 11 in Washington, D.C., and that will be commencing, we believe, the last week of October, we think. We're hopeful, and I should say we're very prayerful that that's going to happen.
Now, Bobson, in order for people to become familiar with your straight talk technique, you get right to the point, don't you?
I get right to the point. There's no repetition. There's no niceties. There's no salutations. There are no build-up phrases, no prefixes, no suffixes. I get to the point. It's very important, Margaret, because the country is in very deep trouble.
All right, give me an example of how I would make a mistake with you, for instance. Ask me a question.
All right. Margaret Gray is my guest. Ms. Gray, what do you think is the number one problem in America today?
Oh, I don't know.
That's it there. Stop, 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 stop.
All right.
That makes me want to hurt a living being, and I would never do it, of course, but it makes me want to take something that's small and has fur on it.
You're talking about like a household pet.
Yes. And I want to take it. I want to...
It's all right. Bobson, you're a very brilliant man. People need to understand that.
I appreciate that very much.
Give me another example. Ask me another question.
All right. Margaret Gray is with me. Margaret, can you tell me the name of the city that you live in?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked me that.
Stop it. Stop it. See? So,
Now, it sounds as if you have a physical... you're having almost a neurologically, physically debilitating reaction.
Yes, I am, because that's how I have trained myself. I locked myself in a audio laboratory one day about 6 years ago in the city of Syracuse, New York. I was up at the broadcast lab there at the University of Syracuse. And I played over and over again tapes of people saying, well, I'm glad you asked me that. Well, in my opinion, well, thank you, first of all, for having me on. Ah, that's a very good question. Let me think about that. All those phrases over and over and over and over again until by Sunday night, and I locked myself in on a Saturday morning, and by Sunday night, the entire floor of the audio laboratory was covered in my own spittle and vomit.
Oh, my God.
Yes, because I decided that I was going to practice at a level of aversion therapy on myself, and it worked. So I did this because I wanted to... Don't you have other people who are going to talk to me?
Yeah, do you want to talk to them now?
No, I don't. I just asked a question.
I know it, Bobson, but I was anticipating.
Don't anticipate. Don't.
Let's take a break.
No.
Is he?
Yes.
I'm going to hang up on that guy.
Margaret, that guy's nuts.
What for what?
He sounds like he's eight sheets to the... He sounds like he's batty.
Yeah, guy sounds battier than a fruitcake.
Battier than a fruit... That's the very kind of phrase that will drive that man around the bend. He'll get a weapon.
He'll get a weapon and what?
Nothing.
He'll get a weapon and what?
Margaret, what are you... What is this guy about?
This man is an absolute genius when it comes to topical radio and television. He gets right to the point. He has uncovered so many scandals because he doesn't fool around. He gets right at it, and if people are hemming and hawing, then he knows he's got someone who is bad, Phil. All right? So
just because someone starts out by saying,
Yes, he knows there's some, he knows that there is an equivocation going on. He knows that there's a bad actor. Okay, there's that word again.
God, I'm getting sick of that. We got bad actor.
Yeah, I know a bad actor. I like Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
All right, we get the point.
Don't you yell at me. I'm getting yelled at by Bobson. Bobson Dugnut is with us now. Give me the phone, and don't put this on the air.
Hey.
Bobson, hi. Yeah, Margaret. Okay. Everyone got scared when you... Yes. Bobson, Margaret Gray again. Ask me another question. I'll give another example of how I am answering the wrong way.
Okay. And, you're forgiven.
Thank you.
Margaret Gray is with us here on the Bobson Dugnut Show. Margaret, can you tell me, what is your favorite hairstyle?
Well, it changes from season to season.
Shut up. Okay, I overreacted, but if you'll just shut the hell up.
No, I understand what you're talking about.
Okay.
Bobson, this is Phil Hendry. He's the host of the show, and I'm going to hand it off to him now.
Thank you, Margaret. Hello, Bobson.
If you don't mind, call me... Dugnut, Mr. Dugnut, okay? If you don't mind, call me Mr. Dugnut.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dugnut.
Oh, boy.
Give me the phone, Sorry, Bobson. Sorry, Bobson. You said all right. You know, you didn't, what did I do wrong?
You said all right, something like that.
Let's start again, Phil.
Hi, Mr. Dugnut. This is Phil Hendry. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes? Yes?
Now what?
There's too much dead air.
Yeah, what is it? Phil is... He doesn't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah, the guy's not want to say the wrong thing and everything. Then he just, you know, he froze up.
Well, what are you freezing up for?
I didn't want to say the wrong thing. Otherwise...
Well, you saw that by not saying anything, he flipped his lid. Give me the phone. Bobson, can you... How are you doing? Are you breathing? Breathe. Bobson, breathe. Good boy. Bobson, continue breathing.
Yeah.
That's good. Keep going.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Here is Mr. Hendry again.
Mr. Dugnut, it's Phil Hendry, sir. How are you?
That's about the third time you've asked me that question.
Mr. Dugnut, when did you begin in television?
I began my television career in 1965. And it was at that time that my first experience in broadcasting, which was a television station here in the D.C. area, was a UHF station, WOWO, and I immediately realized that I hated it because everyone was bad, talking too much.
I see. What did I do? I said, I see.
Yes, it's superfluous, Phil. Superfluous.
Marla.
Superfluous. Hold on. Hold on, General.
Yeah, I want to go next.
And we're back here with Bobson Dugnut. Mr. Dugnut, with me is General Galen Shaw. He's a retired member of our military. He is in the Army Reserve, I believe, Honorary Army Reserve. And he joins us now, and he'd like to talk with you.
Very good. I am a great admirer of our members of the military.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mr. Dugnut, right? Yeah, I pissed you off, didn't I?
Well, you're talking to me? Like, please take me off here.
Don't you do it. General, don't do it. Hey, Dugnut, blow me.
Okay. I've always wanted to do this. There, how do you feel about that? I just killed myself.
How did you kill yourself? You're still talking.
God damn it. God damn it to hell. Give me the automatic.
No, I can still hear you. Bobson, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, what?
I don't have the guts to kill myself.
Well, that's too bad, because you'd save the whole world a whole lot of trouble.
I'm sorry,
Mr. Dugnut, what is your problem?
I don't have the guts to kill myself.
Well, that's too bad.
Listen, let's be friends, okay?
No, because the sound of your voice now makes me nuts.
Come on, bitch.
What in the hell was that?
That is a very, very,
very sick man.
Oh, my God, you called Bobson Dugnut sick?
Who the hell is Bobson Dugnut? I never heard of him in a million gazillion years. Sounds like a jagoff to me.
How dare you? I would kill you. I would kill you.
Well, Phil...
No. Thank you very much, Margaret, and thank you, Mr. Dugnut. Fuck you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yay.
We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're laughing.
Folks, coming up at midnight tonight, it's the Jay Santos 24-hour BSP Marathon. That's right, a BSP Marathon featuring the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Well, he's the in-the-field head. The real guy is Major Elvis Newton there, who lives in his house with his shag carpeting and his poodle and his Pall Mall cigarettes. But it is Jay Santos who hits the streets with, guys like Sub-Commander Gleason and Sub-Commander Falwell, all of those jackballs. They head out, and they stop guys for speeding. you got to listen. It's happening tonight. That is Saturday morning at midnight, right here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com, the 24-hour BSP-only Jay Santos Marathon on philhendryshow.com. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And we're going to bring on Dr. Jim Sadler, who was the host of the Saturday Cinema, at least partially, for last week. And then he was General Shaw.
Yeah, you and I had inked the final, deal for me to host Saturday Cinema, so I called him up.
Well, apparently it meant, it got him pissed off a little bit. I can't really blame the guy, so we're going to have him online here from Dr. Jim Sadler's home in San Diego, California. Did you have a family function, Dr. Sadler?
Yeah, Phil. I'm over here with members of my wife's family. It's a birthday party.
Dr. Sadler, I understand that you were hosting the show.
Well, can I say something here?
Go ahead.
I find it almost impossible to believe that you didn't know...
Yeah, Phil, you knew, didn't you?
I didn't know anything. I didn't know. I knew that I had you there and that you were going to do the show.
I find it, well, and yet you're signing a deal here with General Shaw, then he came in.
I didn't know he would come right in and take over the show.
You weren't listening.
How am I listening? You guys are taping it.
Well, that's a very good point. So, Dr. Sadler, what happened?
what happened was, and everyone listening to Saturday Cinema heard it, and it was embarrassing, and boy, I'll tell you, by the way, I saw that you posted that I made a few comments about how big my arms are, and you posted that on Instagram. That was not supposed to be for a broadcast, Mr. Henry.
I thought it was amusing.
Oh, well, no question. Anytime you get a chance to just spread your cheeks.
You know what, Dr. Sadler, we can do this as adults, we can do it as children.
I'm doing it as an adult, but I mean, two times last weekend as I was hosting the Saturday Cinema.
Go on, Dr. Sadler, you're a bigger man than that.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler, buck up.
I walked in and humiliated. I didn't know that I was embarrassing you. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me? So if you were hosting and I called up and I said, I just inked the deal with Phil Hendry, I'm coming in, you wouldn't feel humiliated about it?
I don't think that I'd... Well, I suppose I would ask, you know, what are you doing here?
Right in the middle of the show?
All right, I see. Yeah, you know what, Dr. Sadler, if that embarrassed you, you know...
If I got off the show, I come home, and I explained everything to my girlfriend, and...
I thought you were married to her.
I was. We divorced, and now she's just my girlfriend.
This is the one that's 20 years younger than you.
30. Yeah, the other guy, you're thinking of the high school teacher.
His wife is 20 years younger.
No, she's 30 years younger, too, but that's who you're thinking about.
What's your wife's name?
Mindy.
And what is...
I wouldn't know.
You're talking about Coach Dozier.
Yeah.
His wife's name is Mandy. Coach Dozier's wife's name is Mandy, and yours is...
My wife's name is Mindy, okay? I've been over this 863,000 times with you.
Watch it. Watch it.
Well, I know you're pissed off. Just watch it.
I'm sorry. I just got off the phone with Frank. He heard the last segment with Bobson Dugnut and wanted to know if we were safe. I said, yes, Frank. He didn't believe it.
What, does he know him?
Oh, Frank knows Bobson Dugnut from way back. Way back.
Now, what does he think about him?
Well, he hates his living guts.
Well, that's nice to know. So he calls you to find out what?
To find out if we were indeed safe. Because he's listening on the closed circuit.
Are you going to be getting back to me anytime soon? Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, Dr. Sadler.
Dr. Sadler, it's all my fault. I was on the phone with Frank, and...
I heard, and he heard about Bobson Dugnut. And I've never heard of Bobson Dugnut.
You don't want to know about Bobson Dugnut. You don't want to get into his wheelhouse. Just leave it alone.
Oh, really? So he's some kind of a tough guy or something?
Look, seriously, Dr. Sadler, this guy Dugnut has a screw loose, as far as we can tell. And so we had to hang up on him and...
Yeah, well, you know what? Guys with screw looses, they roll right off of my back.
They roll off your butt?
I didn't say butt, and you know I didn't say butt.
All right, so we have Dr. Sadler with us.
Hold on. May I help you? Yes, I'm Bobson Dugnut. You fucking queer...
I don't know,
Wait a minute. Yeah? Yeah, okay. Mr. Dugnut? Yeah.
Yes,
What did you do to him?
Who's talking?
Phil Hendry is. What about it?
Well, what are you asking?
What did you do to him?
I didn't do it. I just said, hi, I'm Bobson Dugnut. And he screamed and ran past me out of the party. I was invited here to this kid's party, I thought.
You were not invited to any kid's party. You tracked his phone call, didn't you?
All right, yes, I did.
You know, Mr. Dugnut, you give me the creeps, you know that?
I just want people to hear what I'm going to say. Give me the phone back. Go get some cake or some goddamn thing. This guy, Bobson Dugnut, comes into my home to have a birthday party?
Oh. I'm sorry, Dr. Sadler.
This is very good cake. It's Pepperidge Farm. Really good. Yeah? You guys going to say something? You sit there like your ball sack is in your mouth. See, this is the way he was talking to me just before I went on the air.
You know, you're starting to sound like John Jerryman, too.
Well, sue me, okay?
Listen, guys, I gotta go.
Hey, Phil, the next time you bounce my ass off the air, have a care. I'm Bobson Dugnut. Dr. Jim Sadler, thank you. Thank you very much. It's been fun.
Yeah, both of you guys can hang it in your ass.
What? As if we have one ass?
Yes. Get out of here.
What's wrong? You look like you just want to jump out of this show.
I want to jump out of this show and into a big class. I got more shit I got to do tomorrow. Shh. Whoa.
world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Sempre Incorporated, all rights reserved to Podcast One. Bye. Don't forget, coming up tonight at midnight, it's the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police 24-Hour Marathon. That's Saturday morning at midnight. And coming up tonight at 7, it's the BSP Chat.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, the BSP Chat at 7 with all of our backstage pass people. And then at midnight, the BSP only, Jay Santos 24-Hour Marathon.
All right, yeah.
Oh, you think you're so hot, don't you?
Yeah.